today, I would like to discuss with you a few issues about the date line. Last week, we learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we touched upon the date line. Now, I have here in front of me a sefer called The Date Line in Halacha. I got this in the store. It was actually an accident. Hashkach was just staring me in the face. It was staring me in the face, and no, it's by Zalman Trapper. Zalman Trapper, he didn't even write. He compiled he has a brother-in-law whose name is Taplin, Rabbi Yisrael Taplin, who wrote a thousand page sefer in Hebrew on the date line. A thorough work covering every single thing there is to know about the date line, and he basically took the essence of this 1,000-page work from his brother-in-law. Together with his brother-in-law, he compiled it, condensed it into a handbook, just outlining the issues. This is not a hasefer which gives you a psak halacha. He presents the interesting things that a person like me, a layman like me, can casually, or not really casually, but can enjoy without going through a thousand page sefer. Now, the truth is, the sefer is very, very dense. There's a lot of information on every single page, and it covers quite a bit of ground. I'm not at all trying today to cover any part of it. I just want to just present some interesting things that I've come across in browsing through the sefer. Now, he presents here, I don't know how many opinions, where the dayline is, maybe 5, 6, 7 opinions. We are familiar with 3 opinions. Halacha l'maisa, we only deal with 3 opinions. I'm not going to discuss where they are. I just want to discuss the concept. We all know that if you travel, the world is a big place, and if you travel around the world, it comes a certain point in time where the time zones, you're going to come into a situation where you have no choice but to establish a point in this world where the day changes. The day goes backwards or the day goes forwards. Where is that point in the world? So there is something called the International Dayline. We discussed this last week, which was decided, I forgot the exact year, in the 19th century. In the middle of the 19th century, the world came together and they agreed that for practical considerations, they're going to put the line down somewhere, I don't remember, middle of the Pacific, somewhere. I'm not going into too many details. The question now is, how does halacha deal with this dateline issue? Now, this dateline issue, in order to create a dateline, you have to start with a starting point. Where is the starting point of the international dateline? England, right? Is that where it is?
Greenwich,
England. This, it was the Sawai, well, that was the Meyuchot, that's like the Tibur Haaretz. Tremendous kavod to give this location, Greenwich, England, to give this location, this is the center of the world, of the civilized world, and from here is where the world expands, and we go forward in this direction and backwards in the other direction, and it comes to a point in the middle. We have no choice but to say that's where the day ends and that's where the day starts. That's the dayline. Okay, so the world has decided to give this city the starting point. How does halacha deal with this? Halacha doesn't know from this city, doesn't know from this. Halacha deals with Yerushalayim. So the question is, first of all, there's a very big debate, is there something called an international dayline? One of the major three opinions is no, there is no international dayline. Halacha doesn't recognize the international dayline. Why? It was never discussed. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Rambam, anywhere in the Gemara. There's no Mekor anywhere in Chazal. It touches upon this effect. This international dayline really opens up. We're going to see. I'm going to present you a few different ideas. It opens up a whole new world of how to deal with halacha in modern times. Every other day, technology presents us with major issues which halacha has not yet dealt with. So, what do poskim do? They say this is not a new shaila. This is an old shaila. I'll give you a classic example: internet, e-commerce. Okay, about 10, 15 years ago. all of a sudden it became a big thing. Everyone's going online. Every single store is going online. And the websites are open on Shabbos. And customers come in throughout the world. How does a religious Orthodox Jew deal with e-commerce? Became a big, all their abundance. And we're like, oh no, what do we do now? We have to deal with the Shabbos. Shutfis with the guy. No shutfis. So many poskim came along and said, this is not a new shiloh. This is a shiloh that goes back 50 years. It's the vending machine shiloh. Many Jews were involved in vending machines going back 50 years when vending machines first were invented. So all the literature that was written for vending machines was basically plagiarized for to deal with, and it's clear, it's deal to deal with all the old tshuvas that were used to explain vending machines were adapted to deal with e-commerce and shops. So anything that presents itself new in halacha, you have a new medical discovery, so the goal of our Rav is, this is not a new shiloh, this is a shiloh that existed in a different form 1,000 years ago. But guess what? The international dayline is one of the major exceptions. Because international dayline did not exist. This concept of people traveling to the ends of the earth, did not exist in the Gemara. In the Gemara, going back 1,000 years, it really didn't exist.
The world wasn't known that.
There's no Makar anywhere in a Gemara, any known Makar in a Gemara, or even the time of the Gaonim, that people had dealt with this issue. The first person that deals with the issue was the Baal, well, not even the Kuzari, which is a Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, which was from the later Rishonim, seeming the late, not I should say that, from the middle Tkuf of the Rishonim. And there's a deal. The Baal Hamar doesn't talk about this. The Baal Hamar talks about the Ibor, talks about Rosh Chodesh, the Moilad, and the Ibra HaChodesh, and from what he says, the Chazon Nish and many of the Gedolim can infer that he acknowledges there is something called a dateline. Now, where the dateline is another issue. There has to be a dateline somewhere on the world. And in fact, Chazon Nish says that many, when the Rishonim, they talk about the Ibor, I think he brings even eight Rishonim, that from their words, we can medayek that there is something called a dateline. So, it's something which comes from the time of the Rishonim. However, not everyone is on the same page. And of Isser Zalman Meltzer, who was the father-in-law of Aaron Cutler, he is of the opinion, together with another collection of poskim, there is no halachic dateline. There is no such thing in halacha. There's no makar. All of these diukim in the Rishonim are not relevant to dateline. It doesn't exist. The Rambam is not a word.
No.
The early codifiers is not a word. It does. So what's the halacha? Follow the minhag hamakom. The minhag hamakom. If you go to Japan, and in Japan, they call it Saturday Shabbos. You go to Taiwan, and it's Saturday Shabbos. You go to Alaska. What are they doing in Alaska today? Whatever, don't ask too many questions. What you don't know is good for you. Don't ask too many questions. There's no such thing as an international deadline. Same thing. Whatever they're doing, no, whatever, that's it. Whatever they're doing there, do. Whatever they're doing there. There is no such thing in halacha. Halacha does not acknowledge a dateline, times changing. Memela, what is the rule? The rule basically is follow the minhag hamakom. That's the bottom line. This is one shita. Then there is the shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is of the opinion, and the Chazon Ish says that all of the Rishonim are in Baal. Chazon Ish is based upon a Baal Hamor, is a Rishon, and it's based upon a Kuzari, and he is medayik this in many Rishonim, that the world, we're going to do something very similar to what the non-Jews done, but instead of going to Greenwich, England, we're going to focus on Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be the center of the world. But here's the catch. We're not going to go and say it's the center of the world and say it's going to be six, it's going to be 12 hours back and 12 hours forward. We should put a line 180 degrees from the center of Yerushalayim, like what they do for Greenwich, England. Greenwich, England is the center of the world, 12 hours back, 12 hours forward, and you come to the other part of the world. We're going to go, but Yerushalayim is going to be our starting point. We're only going to go 6 hours forward. And 18 hours backwards.
the
Chazon Ish. You could base it, I don't know the answer. It's based on the Baal Hamor and based upon a collection of Rishonim. Yerushalayim is the center. That the explanation is as follows. When does the Jewish day begin? The Jewish day begins when the sun sets. So if you're Yerushalayim, it's Chatzos. It's Chatzos, right? Ah, now it's exactly 12 o'clock day. So 6 hours later, when does the day end? The day is... It has to be day... The day is 6 hours ahead is... The sun is setting in China. When it's Chatzos Hayom... Let me just take a step back. There are two parts to day. There's day and night. There's 12 hours. We're assuming now it's during the equinox. Everything is exactly perfect. There are 12 hours of darkness, 12 hours of light. Darkness doesn't count. We don't care about darkness because darkness is not part of the day that's important for us. We're talking about the day. We're talking about the part of the day when there's light. There's aura. Who cares about darkness? That's out of the picture. Light? Well, there's 6 hours of light ahead, 6 hours of light back in the past. That's all that counts. And Nela, where will you draw the international day line? Well, 6 hours, no, China. China. Right.
No, it's
6 hours. 6 hours ahead.
Six hours ahead
is where the sun is setting. That is where the international dateline will be. Now, what works out for us is that it's not so terrible because Greenwich is west. It's pretty far. So when the final result, even though there is a very big gray area, that's why there's so many complications. Okay, so it's the difference 2 hours. But according to the Chazon, let's get it very clear, because I want to bring out something says something that's really fascinating. We've got this idea and another opinion, but the idea of the Chazon Ish is the international dayline is six, starts from Yerushalayim, we move 6 hours ahead to the east. At that moment in time, the sun is setting. It's getting dark. Well, let's focus on the sun is setting. That's when the day ends. If in Yerushalayim it's Chatzos, let me take a step back. When you start from a location in the world, it's not just enough to start from the location of the world, you have to pick a time of the day in that world to start from. In Greenwich, England, when they start from 12 noon. The Goyim, what, 12 noon? 12 noon, is that in Greenwich, England? 12 noon, go 12 hours ahead, go 12 hours backwards, even though when you're going backwards, you're also covering going ahead and going backwards, you're taking with you 6 hours of darkness. 12 hours of light, plus 6 hours of light, 6 hours of darkness ahead, 6 hours of light before, 6 hours of darkness, and you come to a point where it's going to be, they meet, at that point where they meet is the international dateline. So what are they doing in Greenwich, England? What are the Goyim doing? They're taking a location, and they're taking a time of the day. 12 noon in Greenwich, England. Yerushalayim, we're doing the same exact thing the Chazon Ish says. Chatzos Hayoyim. Chatzos Hayoyim in Yerushalayim. So already going to move out 2 hours over. We're going to start there. But instead of going 12 hours, which would mean 6 hours of darkness, of light, and 6 hours of darkness, we're only going to go 6 hours of light. Because in Halacha, when does the day begin? The day doesn't begin chatzos. The day begins and the day ends with shkia, with sunset. So Yerushalayim chatzos is our starting point. When is the day over? Well, the sun at this point in time, when it's chatzos Yerushalayim, the sun is setting 6 hours ahead in China. The sun is setting, and when the sun sets, the day in Halacha, the day is over with shkia, with sunset and Seis HaKochavim. That's the international dateline. This is the Chazon Ish. Rav Yechiel Michel took it. You got it?
No?
Okay, as again. Now let me tell you the other opinion, it'll become clear. Rav Yechiel Michel Tukatinsky. Rav Tukachinsky. Rav Yechiel Michel Tukachinsky says, basically he imitates exactly what the Goyim do for Yerushalayim. Do you understand what the Goyim are doing? You understand what the Goyim are doing? Greenwich, England? What they're doing? They're taking Greenwich, England. They're taking that location on the world. They're focusing on a specific time, 12 o'clock, 12 noon. And they're going, okay, so go 12 hours east, go 12 hours, and you're going to come to a point. You're going to come to a point that's going to be 180 degrees, which, and that's international daylight. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky says do exactly the same thing for Yerushalayim. Exactly the same thing for Yerushalayim. Exactly. Right smack in the center. So what then is the difference between Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky and the Chazon Ish? Instead of going 180 degrees away from Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, it's 180 degrees away from Yerushalayim, either direction. According to the Chazon Ish, it's only 90 degrees east. Not 180 degrees, 90 degrees east. That's the difference. What's the Lundis? I don't know the details, but first of all, it's based, it's not Chazon Ish is saying. One of the strongest arguments Chazon Ish has against Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky is that, where do you get this from? It's Misvara. You have no right, he says, you have no right to make up, to define the daylight based upon logic. If you have a source, if you have a hard source in the Rishonim, there is a halachic process. No one has a right today to come and make up his own svaras. If you have a source, a halachic source, you have to base it. Since there is a Kuzari, and there's a Behamar, and there are Rishonim, and it's clear as day that they are of the understanding that there is there's something called a dateline, and the dateline is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. That's what we have to follow, even though it may be illogical. What is the somewhat? There is some lumness behind this. What is the lumness that is behind this? Because in Yerushalayim, when it's Chatzos Hayom, so when is the day over? The day ends in halach, in Jewish law, the day ends when the sun sets. In Goyish law, the day begins 12 midnight, 12 a.m. That doesn't make any sense. That's a modern idea. Why in the world should the day begin at 12 a.m.? Doesn't make any sense. In some ancient civilizations, the day began with sunrise. And other civilizations, the day began at Chatzos Hayom. So why? So in halacha, we have a halacha. The day ends when the sun sets. When the sun sets, the stars come out. So if you're in Yerushalayim, it's Chatzos Yom, and 90 degrees east, 6 hours later, the sun is setting, it makes logical sense. That's when the day ends. The day is over. It makes a lot of sense. Okay, so this is Chazon Ish. Now, before we go further, let me just tell you and present you another dasyach, which we do not pass like. This opinion, this Shita is of the opinion, it's based on the Medrash. And the Medrash says that when Hashem created the world, the very first day, the sun was in its fourth hour. The first time the sun, Birchas Hachama, when Hashem created the world, Hashem, it was the first day in Yerushalayim. What time was it? It was 10 o'clock. It was 10 a.m.
Wednesday,
10 a.m. This was the Bria Sa'olam. Wednesday, 10 a.m. was when the sun was. That's when the day begins. Ooh, that's when the day begins. 8 hours. 8 hours. Not 6 hours ahead, 8 hours ahead. The starting point is Yerushalayim. But the starting point of Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim Chatzos Yom, but the fourth hour. Which means
8 hours
ahead. And then he says something another case. Then he comes to disagree with everyone. He says the day does not end when the sun sets. The day ends. Tseis HaKechavim. Tseis HaKechavim is another 8 degrees. The amount of time it takes in that part of the world from when the sun sets until the stars come out, 3 medium stars come out, there's another 8 degrees of time distance.
So he holds like the Greenwich 8 hours?
No, so the Chazon says 6 hours.
But he says 6 from 12.
6 plus 2 plus 8. Plus 8 degrees.
Yeah. But
6 hours is 90 degrees.
Shita,
yeah.
The difference between 6 and 4 is 2 hours.
Right.
So if you do 8 plus 4 It'll come out exactly the
Chazayim.
No. Oh, you go the wrong direction. Go forward. Keep on going.
You keep on going.
You're going the wrong direction. Not going backwards. Going forward. No. And eight is also you keep it going forward.
You move another door.
Move. You have another.
You have 2 hours more than what the Chazayim is.
Why?
Because it's 8 hours. Because he says it's 8 hours.
To be dark.
It's 8 hours to get to the deadline.
You're going backwards.
So it's 120 degrees, and then another 8, so it's 128.
It's another. The fourth hour of the day. So it's four. So it's going to. What he says, this is the one that says the Shiddur of David Shapiro. Sefer B'nai, he quoted this, the B'nai Tzion, we learned the Kishuch Narach, he quoted this. What comes out is something fascinating. Your question is, which way do you work? According to the Rav David Shapiro, the international dayline
is
kemat exactly the same thing. So he writes that it's Hashkocha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules this world. He put a machshava into the Goyim to use Greenwich, England, as their starting point, Chatzos Yom, to decide 180, which happens to be Yerushalayim. The first time the sun was put into the sky was
10 o'clock.
And then, so that means 8 hours later, which is 135 degrees, plus another 8 degrees. Another 8 degrees. He says that because it's the beginning of the fourth hour. So it's really that's what he says. It's the beginning of the fourth hour. He has a calculation here, and then another 8 degrees for Tzeis from this time of Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim. It's a Haflim Afel. It comes out Kiman exactly along the same line as the international daylight. Okay, this is that. But Halachal Ma'isa, we don't take that into the other opinions. But Halachal Ma'isa, we only take into consideration all the points in the three major opinions. There is no international dayline. It doesn't exist. And follow, be a good citizen. Follow the Minhag HaMakom. Who Milanu Gadol Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. And Islam Meltzer, he was completely against all. He was before the Chazanish. He was really against all of these opinions. He says there's no Makar. No Makar. You follow where you come from. The Chazanish, based upon a collection of Rishonim, Yerushalayim, Chatzos Yoim. Chatzos is the Toikef Hayoim. That's the most intense part of the day, midday. That's the starting point. So 6 hours ahead, the sun is setting. Where is the sun setting? The sun's setting in China. The sun, when the sun sets, that's when the day ends. That's when the day ends. 6 hours ahead, 18 hours backwards is where you meet, and that's going to be the international dayline in Halacha. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukuchinsky, who says that we're going to imitate the Goyim, pretty much, Yerushalayim Chatzos Yoim, the Tekef Hayom, and we're going to work around the world. It's 12 hours, and it's going to be three different zones. Every time then we get into the issue, what happens when a zone, a line, comes right smack down a body of land? How could it be that in one street, across the street, you're going to follow one time? So then there's an additional machlekes ha-poskim if we say greira. If we say that if one part is a part of the time zone, so we drag the other part of the content, that's a separate, an additional machlekes, which makes things even a little bit more, another layer of complexity to this issue. Halacha l'maisa, only these three opinions are dealt with, and Greir is dealt with. And if Heinemann says, follow, take a location, and follow, figure out what each of the three opinions would follow, take the majority of the three opinions, and that's what you should follow as your ikar. You should not eat on Yom Kippur on that day, you should not do Malach on Shabbos on that day. And the other opinion, the minority opinion, if it's possible, take it into consideration. If it's Yom Kippur, so eat pachos mikashir. It's not so hard. You can go very easily a whole day Yom Kippur. Just eat pachos mikashir. Shabbos, don't do melacha d'oraisa if you can, and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, before we go, I just want to tell you some fascinating insight, which maybe opens up this idea a little bit more from Dr. Eliezer Aaron Price. He quotes him here in the Sefer. He quotes exactly what he told Rav Moshe about this machlekes, and maybe some of you knew him. I knew him well. He was a neighbor of mine. He was nifter a couple of years ago. And he said they write here that he told Rav Moshe Feinstein. He told Rav Moshe a hesver on machlekes between Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukuchinsky and the Chazon Ish, a hesver in the philosophy what their opinions are based upon. There's a machlokes in the Gemara Masechta the Rosh Hashanah, when did Hashem create the world? Did Hashem create the world in Nisan or in Tishrei? L'may nafkamina? What?
Today's
dot. What's the nafkamina? What will be the many nafkaminas? Is it Nisan or Tishrei? But one of the nafkaminas is, did Hashem create a world in a mature state? Or did Hashem create a world that still had yet to evolve? There's much talk about evolution. How does Jewish thought deal with evolution? If you take the opinion that the world was created in Nisan, Nisan is the beginning of the season. That's when the flowers first begin to blossom. Hashem created a world in its infancy. It had yet to develop, yet to blossom. The opinion here of Eliezer that says it was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is the world is mature, fully formed. So that's the question. The world was created. The sun was put into position. This concept carries over to everything about Ma'aseh Bereishis. If you learn the world was created in Tishrei, it was a mature world. So what does it mean, mature? It's in its toikef. The sun was put in the sky, 12, noon, 12. No, that opinion we're not discussing. Now we're dealing with. That's a medrash. We're not going with that medrash. If you learn that the world is a little bit different approach. A little bit different approach. Like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's approach works very well with the idea that the world was created in Tishrei. The world was created mature. Hashem put the sun in the center in Yerushalayim in the middle of the day. When does the day end? The day ends 6 hours later. 6 hours later in China, the day is over. That's going to be the international daylight. Whereas according to Vichil Michal Tukhachinsky, his approach, Hashem created the world in its infancy. Meaning, when Hashem created the sun, in Yerushalayim, the sun was first rising. If the sun is first rising, then when will the day end?
12
hours later. 12 hours later,
it's
180 degrees. So it's a little bit different than the way we present, because the Chilmul doesn't really work. Like he takes the assumption, he says, Yerushalayim is the center of the world, Chatzos, and just go 12 hours back. He really blends it in better. Rabbi Aaron Price. He says, no, let's take the Chazon Ish's approach. This halachic day. Halachic day is when the sun sets and the stars come out. But when Hashem created the world, where was the sun? Was the sun, bang, right? The big bang. The sun is there. The sun. What time is it? What time is it? Is it sunrise?
Zero.
Is it sunrise or is it midday? Now the Medrash says none of the above. That's what David Shapiro says. The Medrash says, well, what do you want? It's the Medrash. The Medrash says it was at 10 o'clock. Okay, so Midrashim, many people are very comfortable pushing away Medrash to the side. When it comes to Halacha, Arise is very, very strong with this in this argument against Techeles. Most of the Rayos that the Miurks is the Techeles are based upon Midrashim, not based upon Halachic sections of the Talmud. And that is one of his main arguments, is that you don't bring a raya to halacha from medrash. That's a no-no. That's a non-starter in the world of halacha, in the halachic process. Now, over here, David, I forgot his name, but the B'nai Tzion says that the sun was created, the sun first appeared at 10 o'clock. It says in the medrash. The Chazon Ish obviously is not working with that medrash, and Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky is also not working with that medrash. But if you take the assertive of when was the world created, and if you learn that it was created in its infancy, that means it's Yerushalayim, the sun is rising. The sun is rising, so that means when is the sun setting? It's setting 12 hours later at this moment in China. That's 180 degrees. But if you learn who's the other time? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created mature in Nisan. Doesn't mean the world, I'm sorry, in Tishrei. The world was created in a mature world. So that carries over that Hashem put the sun in a mature state, in the center of the world. So when is the sun setting? Setting only 6 hours later in the middle of China. So that's where the international day line will be. It's a very interesting idea. So he writes over that he told us to Rav Moshe, And Rav Moshe had a lot of hanah. A lot of hanah, the combination of agoda and halacha, you see the overlap, there is something to it. Okay, so this is what I wanted to...